the night before Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and I was filled with elation. I'd given the maid her 2 weeks' vacation. I turned down the lights and crawled under the covers and listened to Frankie sing songs for young lovers. I wore negligee all sheer and pink, 'cause tonight was a night I would get me a mink. I mixed some martinis and then brushed my hair, for I knew that Santa Claus soon would be there. Then from outside came the roar of a caddy. I knew who was coming. It was my Santa Daddy. I quickly applied a few drops of my sin and rushed to the door to let Santa Claus in. He was short and fat, but he looked kind of cute in his gold-plated Homburg and red cashmere suit. He spoke not a word, but walked straight for the table and calmly laid out a mink and a sable. A huge diamond necklace with earrings to match. I looked at the label. From Timpani's, Natch. A big stack of green stuff from hundreds to tens, and the papers and keys to a Mercedes Benz. I hear you're a good girl. You said that's the latest. Well, I may not be good, but I've heard I'm the greatest.
That's pretty sickening.
Then I kissed him, and things got kind of hazy. Man, you better believe it. That Santa's real crazy. A little bit later, in the first light of dawn, I looked at the table and my presents were gone. And there in their place was a short little note from old Santa Claus. And here's what he wrote. Dear Madam, while delivering packages from the department store, I've made a terrible mistake for the girl next door. But I'd like to say one thing before I leave. I hope I make the same mistake next Christmas Eve. Now, I learned lots of things when I studied at Vassar, but what Santa Claus taught me was really a gasser. And I'm sure I heard him say as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas and thanks for a real swinging night.